Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
Hello and welcome back for another As It Is program. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. At the same time, you will learn interesting things about our world. Today, we will talk about the recent elections in the United States. They may influence American foreign policy. Then we will travel to the African country of Ghana and hear about a new and interesting way to make bicycles. So let's get started. Here is part one. President Barack Obama may have less power to negotiate with other countries beginning in January. That is because his political opponents will control both houses of Congress for the first time in his presidency, and many of them disagree with his foreign policies. Christopher Cruz tells us what Tuesday's election may mean for foreign policy.
Republicans won control of the United States Senate in elections Tuesday. They also strengthened their control of the House of Representatives. Guy Ziv is a professor at American University in Washington, D.C. He says Republican control of Congress will limit the president's power to negotiate on two important foreign policy issues.
This will create much more difficulty for President Obama to make the kind of progress that he's wanted to see in both the Iranian negotiations, Iran's nuclear negotiations, and the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Both of those issues have regrettably been used over the years as a partisan football on Capitol Hill.
Negotiations on Iran's nuclear program are to end later this month. International negotiators have been trying to get Iran to limit its nuclear activities. In exchange, some economic limits on the country would be eased. Many Senate Republicans say they will not support an agreement that permits Iran to continue enriching any uranium. Enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear weapons. However, President Obama already has the power to end or waive sanctions without approval from Congress. Justin Logan is a foreign policy expert at the Cato Institute, a research group. He says Republicans could take that power from the president.
There's some prospect that a large Republican wave and takeover of the Senate could raise the prospect of sanctions bills against Iran without that waiver authority. But that requires Congress to sort of take responsibility for the policy and leave its fingerprints on the policy. And historically, they've been very wary of doing that.
Republican Senator John McCain has led his party's criticism of the administration's support for moderate rebels in Syria. Atlantic Council expert Robert Manning says Senator McCain may pressure the administration to take a more active military role.
I think on the security side, you're likely to see Senator McCain taking over the Armed Forces Committee in the Senate, and I think that may be contentious in terms of defense spending and some of our military activities in the Middle East and elsewhere.
The U.S. has started to train the Syrian rebels and give them military equipment. But Mr. Logan says Republicans want the Obama administration to do more.
There's a program in place. It's not being conducted the way Senator McCain would like it to be conducted. So I think the change here might really be how the conversation goes, what sorts of hearings happen, and how Republicans in the Senate can affect sort of the press coverage, what's said about the president's policies.
State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says American diplomats will work with whoever controls Congress.
The State Department is a nonpartisan building and one where we work with Democrats and Republicans, so we will continue to move forward with that in mind.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. Bicycle frames are usually made out of materials like carbon fiber, steel, or aluminum. But in rural Ghana, a businessman has developed another way to make bicycles from a natural product, bamboo. Jonathan Evans has the story.
Bamboo does not get much respect in Ghana. Farmers think of bamboo as an unwanted plant that needs to be cleared from their land. Construction workers use it to support buildings while they are being built. But Kwebena Danso thinks bamboo is much more valuable. He operates a business called Boomers International. His company makes bicycle frames out of bamboo. The wooden bike parts are sent from Mr. Danso's village to other countries, including Germany, the Netherlands, and Australia. Kwabena Danso says bamboo can help a country like Ghana in many ways. He says he wants to, in his words, get the people to know that there's a great advantage to bamboo. Young men from nearby villages come to work at Boomers International. They sand, glue, and connect the bamboo frames. The company makes about 50 of the bicycle frames each month. The bamboo is grown locally. The glue to hold the parts together is made of flour from the cassava plant. Mr. Danso says Boomers International provides good jobs to young men like Abdul Razek. He serves as a foreman or supervisor for the company. Mr. Razek says that without this job, he would still be living at home with his parents. He adds that the job helps him a lot. Kwabena Danso has sold only a few of his bamboo bicycle frames within Ghana. Walter Kajutsi is one of his customers. He bought a bicycle earlier this year. Mr. Kajutsi says his bike gets a lot of attention when he rides around his neighborhood.
For example, on Saturday, I rode about 5 kilometers around my neighborhood. And everywhere I went, people were just looking at me. And you could just once in a while you hear the exclamation, "Hey, it's made out of bamboo. Hey, that's the bamboo bicycle." You know, and anytime I stop to take a breather, people come close to me and say, "Wow, we heard about this, but this is the first time we were seeing it. Is it functional? Does it work?" I say, "Yeah, try it."
Mr. Danso's business has received lots of orders for his bicycles. He says Boomers is ready for expansion. He hopes to have more of his bamboo frames not just in foreign countries, but also on the roads of Ghana. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Now it's time for you to start work on improving your ability to read and speak American English. Here is how to do it. First, use a computer to download the audio you just heard and save it as a podcast. Then, print the script, the words you heard us say in the stories about foreign policy and bamboo bicycles. Now, go back and listen to the whole program again and read along as you listen. Try saying some of the words and sentences included in the show. We suggest you start with only a few short sentences and say them over and over until you feel good about your progress.
Then try longer sentences, and then whole paragraphs. It's really simple if you practice every day. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America. We'll be back again tomorrow, and we hope you will, too.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. 13 years have passed since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that destroyed the World Trade Center in New York City. Now, its replacement has opened for business. One World Trade Center is America's tallest building at 104 levels or stories. The company Condé Nast Publishing recently moved into offices there. Condé Nast says it will have 2,300 employees spread among 24 floors of the building. The building still raises safety concerns among some people who remember what happened on the site. But those arriving for work soon after Condé Nast offices opened expressed no concerns about being safe.
There's plenty of security here. You feel safe. At least I do.
You know, and I think it was a tragedy that happened in 2011, but I think it's, you know, I think it's a great tribute to America, what they've come back and done. So, you know, I'm proud to be able to work here.
Condé Nast employee Vijay Ramacharitar says working at One World Trade Center was an inspiration.
I don't think you look at this building with fear. You look at it with inspiration and, perseverance.
On the day the building opened for business, Condé Nast, the New York and New Jersey Port Authority, and construction company officials praised the new skyscraper. Charles Townsend is Condé Nast's chief executive.
This is a terrific day for Lower Manhattan, a wonderful day for New York City, and an absolutely great day for Condé Nast.
Steve Plate is director of One World Trade Center Construction. He noted how important it was to rebuild what was lost.
We give this back to New York as a gift of remembrance of people we lost that fateful day, but also of the wonder of how people pulled together to make such a wonderful thing, wonderful structure in their memory.
One World Trade Center is 541 meters high. There are 279,000 square meters of space within the building. 60% of the space has been rented or leased by a number of publishing, technology, and communications companies. One World Trade Center cost $3.9 billion to build. It is one of the world's costliest structures. The One World Trade Center website says the structure uses the newest safety and security systems. And that's the Economics Report for VOA Learning English. For more of our programs, go to our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Mario Ritter.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Katie Weaver. Country music fans had a big night this week. The Country Music Association held its yearly awards ceremony in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll tell you how that event went a little later in the show. But first, news from the U.S. toy industry. Did you even know that there was a Toy Hall of Fame in the United States? Well, on Thursday, it announced this year's list of new members. The toys honored included the Rubik's Cube. There was a time in America when almost every kid you saw in public had a brightly colored cube in his or her hands. The Rubik's Cube was a puzzle toy. Hungarian professor of architecture Erno Rubik invented the toy in 1974. It was hugely popular in the 1980s. More than 100 million Rubik's Cubes sold in the United States. Another 350 million sold worldwide. The Country Music Association held its yearly awards Wednesday night in Nashville, Tennessee. Country music stars were out in full force for the event. But the night included rock and pop stars, too. The biggest winner at the event was musician Miranda Lambert. She won 4 awards, including Single of the Year. Lambert's song Automatic was the honored single.
Quarter in a payphone, drying laundry on the line, watching sun tea in the window, pocket watch, telling time. Seems like only yesterday I'd get a blank cassette, record the country countdown, cause I couldn't buy it. We drove all the way to Dallas just to buy an Easter dress. We'd take along a Rand McNally, stand in line to pay for gas. God knows that shifting gears ain't what it used to be. I learned to drive that 55 just like a queen, 3 on a tree. Hey, whatever happened to
Miranda Lambert also performed a definitively non-country song with the currently very popular singer Meghan Trainor. The two shared the stage for Trainor's song All About That Bass. The song praises women who have a little extra weight on their bodies.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2. But I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up. Cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me. Like a little more booty to hold a knife.
Artists Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley were hosts of the awards show again this year. The two stars made fun of everything from Tuesday's elections in the U.S. to actress Renee Zellweger's recent cosmetic surgery. The operation greatly changed the movie star's face. Carrie Underwood said, "We refuse to joke about Renee Zellweger." Paisley agreed and added, "She could be here." Underwood answered with, "I mean, how would we know?
If you save yourself from marriage, you're a bore. If you don't save yourself from marriage, you're a horrible person. If you won't have a drink, then you're a prude. But they'll call you a drunk as soon as you down the first one. If you can't lose
one surprise at the Country Music Association Awards was Kacey Musgraves' win for Song of the Year. Follow Your Arrow includes references to marijuana use and homosexuality. These are not common themes in mainstream country music.
So, make lots of noise, kiss lots of boys, or kiss lots of girls if that's something.
Swift's recent break with the country world was also noted at the show. Hosts Underwood and Paisley said the industry was suffering from PPTSD, or postpartum Taylor Swift disorder. Swift was in the news this week for another musical departure. The music star removed her music from the streaming service Spotify. She told YahooMusic.com that the music industry is changing quickly. She said everything new, including Spotify, seems like a major experiment. The artist said she was not going to provide her life's work for an experiment.
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
Swift broke another record this week. She became the first artist to have three albums sell 1 million copies in the first week of release. Her most recent, 1989, sold more than 1.2 million. It was released October 27th. That is Luke Bryan. He won the CMA's biggest award Wednesday night. Country music legend Garth Brooks presented Bryan with the Entertainer of the Year award. It was hard to be sure what the young singer was happier about, winning the award or meeting Garth Brooks. "Hey Garth," Bryan said, "can I hug you again?"
All we do right. It's make love. And we both know now. just didn't work.
Words in this story. Stage, noun, a raised platform in a theater, auditorium, etc., where the performers stand. Host, noun, a person who talks to guests on a television or radio show. Cosmetic surgery, noun, medical operations that change or improve the appearance of a physical feature. Reference, verb, to mention something or someone in speech or in writing, to refer to someone or something. Mainstream, noun, the thoughts, beliefs, and choices that are accepted by the largest number of people. Departure, noun, the act of leaving. Legend, noun, a famous or important person who is known for doing something extremely well. I'm Katie Weaver. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com or write to us at Learning English, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20237. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com for more of our materials. We have audio and video programs. We also have quizzes and other activities to help you test your American English skills. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.